with SON News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. An appeals court has dismissed a massive civil fraud penalty against President Trump in New York. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Donald Trump will not have to pay more than $515 million in penalties, even though an appeals court upheld a judge's finding that he engaged in fraud. The five-judge panel said the monetary penalty was excessive. The president, who had argued the case was politically motivated, declared victory after learning the news. However, the court upheld other punishments, including banning the president and his two eldest sons from serving in corporate leadership for a few years. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former California Congressman John Campbell says Democrats are getting quite creative as they seek to redraw the congressional voting map. Bob Agnew reports.
As a former California lawmaker, Campbell is taking a keen interest in the issue.
I have looked at the districts.
He says the most creative change involves a voting district held by a Republican near the California-Oregon border.
That is very red country. That is conservative country.
The new map would stretch a slim finger from that district hundreds of miles south into San Francisco.
You take some of those Democrats from the Bay Area and run them up in there in order to dilute the Republican control of that district.
Congressman Campbell was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
False reports of active shooters have led to panic and temporary lockdowns at Villanova University and the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. In Pennsylvania, someone called 911 at about 4:30 p.m. reporting an active shooter in a Villanova law school building with at least one wounded victim, but the school's president later said it was a cruel hoax. In Chattanooga, the unfounded report came in about 4 hours earlier. This is SRN News. A good news, bad news poll from the United Kingdom.
The YouGov survey finds the number of young people in Britain who believe in a higher power has surged. 4 years ago, just 16% believed. Now it's 37%. The bad news is that 37% is still awfully low, and it's worth noting the question posed to British people ages 16 to 24 was, quote, do you believe there is a God or gods, which suggests that some percentage of those who said yes don't actually have faith in the God of the Bible. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is urging French President Emmanuel Macron not to recognize a Palestinian state next month, pointing out that anti-Semitism has surged in France since Macron's announcement that he'll do so. Netanyahu has written a letter to Macron stating that, quote, your call for a Palestinian state pours fuel on the fire. This is SRN News. Federal car safety regulators have opened an investigation into why electric vehicle automaker Tesla has repeatedly taken too long to report crashes involving its self-driving technology. We hear more from correspondent Lisa Dwyer reporting.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is investigating what they say are numerous incidents involving Tesla's driver assistance and self-driving features submitted to the agency several months after crashes, instead of within 5 days as required. The probe comes 2 months after Tesla rolled out its self-driving taxi service in Austin, Texas, with plans for a nationwide rollout. The company also plans to send over-the-air software updates to millions of Teslas already on the road that will allow owners to use the autonomous driving feature. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at srnnews.com.